Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred, and they were asking, "Who is this?" Later, the religious leaders used the same words, but more in an accusation. He stirs up the people. That's just what Jesus did that first Palm Sunday. He stirred up the people, and that's what he intends to do. Who is this? Who is this Jesus? If that question, the answer to that question, doesn't stir us, it should. To know Jesus shapes us as followers. Who is Jesus? Shapes us to be his church. To know Jesus, that's very basic when it comes to the Christian faith. Basic, but it needs to stir us up to action. Faith always stirs to action. To enter into following Jesus is to enter where he will lead and where he commands to go. The Christian life is always both a spiritual growth and physical involvement. God did not use some abstract fashion to bring about our salvation. He literally broke into human history and took on flesh and blood like us. His legs cramped up after a long day of walking. His feet blistered and calloused. He felt joy and he laughed. He showed compassion and anger. He bled and he died. Concrete ways of showing his love was the only way. To claim Jesus King of our life says that Christ consumes us. What I mean is, we are conscious at all times, all places, of who we are and to whom we belong. In our home life, surroundings at work, at school, in all of our church activities, while we're on vacation, or at play. In the book of James, we read this. It talks about concrete faith. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothing and daily food. If you say to them, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and be well fed," but do nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith in itself is not accompanied, if not accompanied by action, is dead. It's one thing to have an abstract faith. You can kind of worship at your convenience. Abstract faith, you can come every Sunday and just go through the motions. Pick and choose to where you want to take part. Pick and choose to what extent you're going to share the gifts that God has given to you. But a concrete faith infuses, it stirs us up, it stirs up our whole life. We come to worship hungry and open, and we leave here intentionally to serve and to share. Today's gospel raises an important part that is often missed in those shouts of Hosanna. The text reads, "The Lord has need of a colt." In those days, a king rode on a horse when it was time of war, but rode on a small donkey in times of peace. And this is how Jesus enters Jerusalem, and the message is clear to the crowd. Spontaneously, they burst out with their hosannas, and they throw their garments before him. Our Lord still calls upon his disciples, you and me, to meet his needs. The Lord has needs implies more than he needs a young donkey to ride on. The Lord has needs of all of us for building up his kingdom. We are charged with addressing the hunger and the disasters around us. We are charged to support the ministries, to be his presence within our community and beyond. We may not feel equipped to be his presence, but remember, those first disciples were frightened and weak. But through faith, they were transformed into bearers of the good news of salvation. And what began as a small group now is thousands upon thousands. Our Lord offers the same transformation power for each of us, to anyone who will place their trust in him. Jesus has need of our praises, and I'm sure it was a splendid procession that he was involved in that first Palm Sunday. Our Lord needs our praise, yes, and he also needs our work as well. Without our songs of praise, the work we do will lose its meaning. We can be a really active congregation, busy, busy, busy congregation, but if there's not worship that leads us to those actions, it will soon fizzle out. Praise comes both in song and in service. Without praise and serving, the spark of God's presence can lose its power and joy. When the Pharisees called on Jesus to silence the singing and the praising, Jesus replied, "I tell you, if these were silent, even the stones would shout out." It was not only necessary, but natural for praises to come from the lips of those who recognize his lordship. Jesus, a king he is. A king should be praised. Let us sing out our hosannas today, and let the hosannas ring in our ears throughout this whole week, that we fully recognize his agony in Gethsemane and his pain at Calvary, so that our hallelujahs on Easter might be carried out in honoring and serving who we claim to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen.